This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Justice Department charging senior Hamas officials for their involvement in the kidnapping and deaths of Americans in the October 7th attacks. It follows the murders of six hostages by Hamas this past weekend, including Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg Polan. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says President Biden is working on a new proposal to help pause fighting, free remaining hostages, and provide immediate relief for Palestinians in Gaza.
The president himself is personally involved in working with our team and in working with leaders around the world to secure this deal, and that's what we're focused on.
Former President Trump's attorneys say he has waived his right to be present at his arraignment in the 2020 election interference case and will plead not guilty. The charges come from the superseding indictment filed after the Supreme Court ruled on presidential immunity. And extreme heat gripping Texas and the Southeast moves into Southern California later this week. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The campus community at UW-Whitewater is mourning Kara Welsh, a business major and champion gymnast who was shot to death Friday. Today is the first day of classes for the fall semester at Whitewater. Flags on campus are at half staff. Police have arrested a 23-year-old suspect. Investigators say Welsh and the suspect knew each other. Democratic vice presidential running mate Tim Walz warning a Labor Day crowd of supporters in Milwaukee that Donald Trump would take away protections for workers.
Shouldn't be asking so much, spend a little time with your child after they're born, or if you've got chemotherapy treatments, to be able to not lose your house because you're getting health care. That's not that difficult.
Walz says Kamala Harris is part of the most pro-union administration in American history. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WLCX. A man is in jail after a shooting on George Street in La Crosse Sunday. Authorities say 34-year-old Ryder Ott turned himself into the La Crosse County Jail. He's charged with attempted murder and possessing a gun as a felon. Officers say it started with a confrontation between three people. A gun was fired and one person was hit. La Crosse police are calling it an isolated incident and there's no threat to the public. President Biden is coming to the La Crosse area. The White House confirms the president will make a stop in Westby on Thursday. It's Biden's first Wisconsin visit since he dropped out of the presidential race in July. Donald Trump was in La Crosse last week for a town hall-style campaign event. The White House says President Biden will talk about prescription drug costs, clean energy, and advanced manufacturing. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Chourio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Wide receiver Christian Watson said he's not sure what to expect out of the trip.
Just to be locked in, dialed in. The number one message this week has just been the details. If we focus in on the fundamentals and the details and, we go out there, we're going to be able to execute. You know, we know we got the players to do everything and accomplish everything that we need to. We handle the details and just, let everything else fall in place.
Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low mid-50s. Mostly sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, touch breezy with highs in the low 80s. A chance of showers and storms Wednesday night and Thursday. High upper 70s. Cooler for the rest of the week. Right now it's 76.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us on a hump day edition next time. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, plus your phone calls. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is the talk of lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Of the evil that lurks within. Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof. Oh, Lord, yeah.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So I got a subject here that I want to talk about. If anybody who knows me knows that I am a protector of children, of young people, and I think that all of us, you know, who have a few years on us, ought to protect young people. That's our role. As elders, we have a responsibility to protect young people. You know why? Somebody protected us. And I'm from an era when, you know, they didn't just do anything and everything to young people. We didn't take advantage of them. There were labor laws that prevented young people when I was young from being taken advantage of. But not today. Young people working in slaughterhouses, losing their lives, losing their arms and their legs. And yet, in this nation, the wealthiest on earth, that's happening. And it's happening more readily now than it even did in my lifetime, over 50, 60 years ago. What happened? What's happening that we as a nation won't fight for the most precious amongst us, our children, the future of this nation? So you may ask me, what are you talking about? On Labor Day, think of the children working graveyard shifts right under our noses. Listen, they're young people who should be going to school in the morning, working third shift, cleaning up slaughterhouses in the state of Wisconsin. In other areas across this nation, 12, 13, 14 years old. In my lifetime, it was illegal. Couldn't happen. So what happened? Why is that okay now? Who sanctioned it? And why are we silent about it? You know, I'm going to read a paragraph quickly on this story. It's in this morning's USA Today. And it says, we implore lawmakers to toughen existing penalties for employers who choose to ignore the law and exploit and endanger children. That is happening so regularly in our society that I don't understand why our voices, we don't marshal the forces of our voices to bring an end to that. It may seem counterintuitive to suggest that on Labor Day, we devote our attention to a subset of the American population who should not be working, or at least not working in jobs that are entirely inappropriate for the children. According to the Department of Labor, the number of minors involved in documented child labor violations, not including the ones that are never reported, increased a mind-boggling. Are you ready for this, Jess? 472%.
Oh boy, I wasn't ready for that.
Between 2015 and 2023, with teenagers working late night shifts, too many hours, and working in hazardous environments. It's not hard to speculate that as labor shortages have worsened in this country, employers are turning to those under 18 to fill those gaps. It's not supposed to be that way. So Jess and the listening audience, when I was a young man, there was X amount of hours I could only work a week. I believe it was 20. When I was 12 years old, that included the weekends. Because they knew it did not make sense to take a young child and make them a mule.
No, it doesn't. It's almost like kids need time to be kids.
Absolutely. And so what happened to that common sense thinking? I can tell you what happened.
It wasn't too profitable, I guess.
Well, I can tell you what happened. And what happened was, so many, baby boomers, my generation, are retiring. And so that's part of it. But the other part of it is business people control too many of our politricksters. Oh, excuse me. I mean, politicians have control over our politicians. And so lobbyists, you've heard of those people, wretched people who sometimes will be able to sit down with our elected officials and do what's in the best interest of the business community and not what's in the best interest of the people. And far too many people in this nation don't understand that. And so your officials and my officials sometimes, knuckle under to the people with the business interests. Never mind, the people with the business interests did not elect them and put them in office. And so here's where this thing is so skewed. We elect people in a representative government to represent us, to do our bidding. And so when they go to Washington or Madison or where I live, the Common Council in the city of Milwaukee or wherever it is, those elected officials, far too many of them forget who put them there. And so when they have to make a decision on whether or not I'm going to support the people who elected me or the business community who kind of make sure that I stay elected, they get confused. And any elected official who's confused in that manner should be removed.
100%.
Because they wouldn't be there if it wasn't for you and I. And so if we don't push back, if we don't watch these things like this happen, when 12, 13, 14-year-old children, an increase of 472% of children working third shifts in slaughterhouses and other horrible places are endangered. And the only people who can save them are you and I. Let's go to Mark from the SAC. Good morning to you. Oh. Well, I worked this morning. So
quite all right.
Yeah, okay. Good afternoon to you, Mark. You say what, sir?
Good afternoon.
Am I wrong, sir?
Quite all right, Earl.
Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. Back when I was 15 years old, I was and doing had to get a work permit to there was some temporary jobs available to help clear brush along the roads up in northern Wisconsin, up in Douglas County. And there was a supervisor right there, you know, there were just two of us. He had just two of us working under him, you know, just cutting some brush to clear along the roadsides there. But, I mean, when we have a legislature that are proposing to allow 14-year-old girls to be serving alcoholic beverages in bars. And, I mean, we got a New Hampshire representative talking about 13-year-old girls being ripe. I'm just fighting for the words right now to say them without using the words that are banned, but I mean that these people don't see the value of children other than they're just mini adults.
You know, Mark, did we lose you? Okay. I don't know. Is Mark still there?
You.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah. It's just sad that these politicians are doing this because these kids should be going to school. They should have enough time to get a good night's sleep. And if they're going to work, they can work on weekends, you know, or very early shifts in during the week, but no more than 20 hours a week.
Hey, Mark, who's going to rescue them?
It's got to be us.
I mean, yes,
we have to elect new people in office, and then when you see somebody who's got a young kid working in there, you go up and say something to the management. I mean, you got to say, what the heck, you know, that these kids should be not working these late shifts like this, and we need to reform our immigration laws. If we need labor that badly, we should be reforming our immigration laws because there are adults that are willing to come to this country and work hard and work toward American citizenship like our forebears did in this country and made something for themselves, and that because they're allowed the opportunity to do so. I mean, we need to make legal immigration, you know, easier and increase the labor pool rather than just increase the number of kids, you know, lowering the age for kids to be working these horrendous jobs like you said.
Well, you know, Mark, you just hit the nail on the head. You know, the laws are there. They've been there, and they're not being enforced. And the reason, the rationality for why people say we need to have children working is because there's not enough people to fill the jobs, yet they don't want the immigrant who's willing to do that job coming to fill the job. It's nonsensical. 844-967-2789 is the number. Your thoughts on the Earl Ingram Show. Filling in for Dominic. As he prepares to make his way back next week.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Brian Kennedy of Glendale.
I've heard Republicans say this is a coup. Nobody voted for Kamala Harris. Yeah, when I voted for Joe Biden in the primaries, I was voting for Kamala Harris to be his vice presidential running mate. In this case, Joe Biden stepped aside. We nominated Kamala Harris.
I think it's a little bit like the Dodgers complaining that the Braves starting pitcher who injured his shoulder yesterday isn't starting today.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Hey, everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win Contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September, and also two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, includes an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 quick trip gas card. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Just a Bit Outside.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Like sweet morning dew, I took one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about what I think is certainly should be a discussion in the elections. I mean, I don't know how you see an increase, you know, in labor violations of 472% in the last 8 years. Of children being taken advantage of in working situations. Child labor violations are on the rise. Back in the early 20th century, industrialized era, children made up a large portion of the labor force in factories and mines. This led to inhumane abuses and demands by groups like the National Consumers League to institute legal protections. This is in the 20th century. Congress responded by passing the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938. It was an issue back then, and they addressed it, which, among other provisions, limited the number of hours a minor could work, reduced their exposure to unsafe jobs, and ensured they didn't have to work during the hours they should be in school. Let's go to Gene from Eau Claire. Hey, Gene, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Well, thank you very much for your evening work here, Earl. This is wonderful to hear your voice at this time of day, because I'll bet a lot of people haven't heard about this yet. And it's so significant, plain and simple. It's child abuse. And yeah, we couldn't work those hours. And I remember, too, when I took a lot of classes at the university, and in children and, you know, and the abuses and how we had laws to protect against this. And we're doing the same dang thing right now that they put those laws into, and we read about and how horrible children were treated. So, yeah, we've kind of gone down. You know, in the ladder on humanity, we're not doing too good, and we really need to wake up and look for individuals who really care about others, who have honesty and integrity, and that really want to make our country and our world a better place. So thank you so much, Earl. You're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Hey, Gene, thank you very much for the call. I just got to do one more paragraph, because these things are telling. This was a historic achievement for the National Consumer League, now celebrating the 125th year anniversary. However, it's a bitter reality that the organization is once again having to make child labor reforms an urgent priority. And listen to this, if you will. Pay close attention to this. Despite the safeguards of the Fair Labor Standard Act, recent news reports highlight the alarming rise of child labor violations across the United States. Accompanied by a predominantly Republican and industry-led effort to attack state laws with the goal of weakening the FLSA. Over the past 3 years, 28 states have introduced bills to weaken child labor laws, and a dozen states have enacted them, the Economic Policy Institute reported in February. Say what you will. I'm not a member of either party. I'm not a registered Democrat nor a Republican. I've never been a member of any political party. I just choose to be independent. And so, you know, I don't apologize for my views to anybody. You can't define me based on a party. But right and wrong is what I go by. Okay? Right is right, wrong is wrong. And so for the Republicans to be pushing to do away with the protections that made it possible to protect children. And then their response is, well, there are not enough people to work. There are not enough people to work these jobs. The answer can't be to sacrifice children. How is that the answer? Because you don't want migrants coming into the country. You can't have it both ways. You cannot sacrifice children because you're so steadfast against migrants coming in to fill jobs that adults in this nation don't want. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. Oh, good afternoon. Good evening, whatever.
We need a jar or something. Yeah, we'll, you got to put a quarter in every
we'll
time.
We'll get it right. All right, Jack, you say what?
Well, first thing is we've seen attempts at weakening child labor laws here in Wisconsin, and the excuse that's given is, oh, gee, you know, the labor shortage, it's just a terrific labor shortage. Well, you know what? There'd be less of a labor shortage if, let's say, we had a minimum wage that would allow people to make a living. We had people, big industries that were willing to pay appropriately and give appropriate benefits to adults. This is just more of how can we get workers on the cheap and make even more corporate profit? That's what it's all about.
Yeah, but Jack, children?
Yep, they don't care. They didn't care in the 20th century.
Right.
Don't care enough.
Hey, Jack, we've got to take a short hiatus. Hang on, if you will. 844-967-2789 is the number. You know, this is Earl Ingram filling in for Dominic Sylvia, who will be, in this seat on Monday. I'll be back on tomorrow. Got to take a short hiatus.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin.
Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is in Wisconsin. He's in Green Bay today and plans to stop in Madison and Milwaukee. It's part of his back-to-school bus tour with stops in battleground states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Two people died of West Nile virus in Wisconsin this summer. Mosquito-borne illnesses are a widespread problem. Dr. Peter Hotez is founding dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor University. He tells ABC News he's especially concerned about the deadly Triple E virus.
Several serious cases in Massachusetts, in New Hampshire, and New England. I believe in New Jersey, Wisconsin, and we have seen cases in Florida.
More than 2,000 cases of mosquito-borne illnesses are reported across the country. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WLCX. The annual La Crosse Labor Day Parade made its way through La Crosse's north side yesterday. Local labor leader Mike Davis spoke about the role unions have in shaping the community and the lives of working people. Davis tells Channel 19 that labor unions fight for better wages, better working conditions, and a better way of life. The La Crosse Labor Day Parade dates back 133 years. After the parade, there was a community picnic at Copeland Park. A two-day pretrial hearing is underway in Winona for Adam Fravel. He's accused of killing the mother of his children in March of last year. They didn't find Madeline Kingsbury's body until more than 2 months later. Lawyers on both sides are expected to spend these 2 days arguing for and against pieces of evidence or certain testimony. Fravel is pleading not guilty. His trial begins October 7th in Mankato and is expected to last a month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is in Wisconsin. He's in Green Bay today and plans to stop in Madison and Milwaukee. It's part of his back-to-school bus tour with stops in battleground states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Two people died of West Nile virus in Wisconsin this summer. Mosquito-borne illnesses are a widespread problem. Dr. Peter Hotez is founding dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor University. He tells ABC News he's especially concerned about the deadly triple E virus.
Several serious cases in Massachusetts, in New Hampshire, in New England. I believe in New Jersey, Wisconsin, and we have seen cases in Florida.
More than 2,000 cases of mosquito-borne illnesses are reported across the country. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Wide receiver Christian Watson said he's not sure what to expect out of the trip.
Just to be locked in, dialed in. The number one message this week has just been the details. If we focus in on the fundamentals and the details and, we go out there, we're going to be able to execute. You know, we know we got the players to do everything and accomplish everything that we need to. We handle the details and just, let everything else fall in place.
Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cusco.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe."
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low mid-50s. Mostly sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, touch breezy with highs in the low 80s. A chance of showers and storms Wednesday night and Thursday. High upper 70s. Cooler for the rest of the week. Right now it's 76.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, Mandela Barnes with an update on how Wisconsinites can sign up now for big rebates that'll improve their homes and lower their utility bills.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Hello?
Oh, he's there. Hey, I didn't even think to check this. I was like messaging you on the phone.
So you're gonna have Terry Bell in and another guest, right, Pete?
Yeah, two in studio guests.
So maybe scoot to your left the tiniest bit.
Okay.
There, you can see the screen in there, right,
yeah,
Pete?
Yeah.
Conrad, you there, bud?
Hello.
Good. It's getting my fat side.
Yeah, this is Casper. I'm in the.
Okay, then this will be Terry in the room. We'll sit here.
And the other mic is open and on.
Okay.
Okay.
Just want to holler into that other mic, Pete,
yeah,
just to make sure that it's...
Hello. Testing. Sounds great.
How's everything sounded on your end, Conrad?
Sounds good.
Okay. Cool.
Can you, before you leave, Chris?
Yeah, I'm going to hang around for a little bit. So.
Okay. Can I get in there before the show and lay down my Hollywood Beat stuff?
I think so, yeah.
Actually, we could just...
You can actually do it right through here.
Yeah.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
You guys want to do that now?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, Conrad, are you ready?
I'm going to mute my mic and you guys do your thing.
Okay. Did you get my message about Mary Mack? She can come on tomorrow night.
Yeah, I did see that.
So how does that leave us for Thursday? Can that dude do 7:35? I'm happy to reach out to him too. That's the Sputnik guy, right?
Yeah, here, let me send you his email.
Mary okay. Mack's a comedian, right?
Yeah.
Ashley and I just bought tickets to go see her in Mineral Point.
Really?
Yeah.
She's funny. I listen.
She's hilarious. I'm from Minnesota, so I love that shit. Like,
she's from there,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I just think I'm going to barf, you know. He's a funny-looking feller. You
she
know?
Does the thing about the her mom, how her mom is so vanilla, and she's like, oh, I try that yogurt, but it's too spicy.
Yeah, she's great.
And she was very, we've bumped her around a couple times because of the schedule change, and she had an issue, and she was like, yeah, absolutely. She's been really easy to work with. So,
could you actually turn up Pete's mic just a little bit?
We cannot do this over the air because it's going live over the air. So hold on.
Republican Party that I knew. And many of you who are Republicans know that. And so since so many Republicans seem to be powerless to push back, it's going to take, you know, some major losses in the House and the Senate before people finally realize we've got to take our party back. It's going to happen. It's going to have to happen, or the Republican Party will implode. 844-967-2789. It can't continue under the weight of one guy. It just can't. You know, it must transform itself, and it must do it internally. People from the outside can't do it. You have to realize, hey, maybe the things that made me a Republican, the things that, you know, I supported, the things that I believed, you know, I'm, you know, old enough to remember when Ronald Reagan came on the scene and Republicans rejoiced and they sang Kumbaya and they said, our Savior has arrived. Our Savior has arrived. And Ronald Reagan did his thing, and he plied his trade for 8 years. And the Republican Party was, you know, in political paradise. And that Ronald Reagan leadership, you know, went on and on for many decades. And it didn't really come to an end until Donald Trump came into office and dismantled all of it. And so again, we're talking about a man who's only focused on himself. It's clear. It's not me making up anything. I'm not the sharpest, you know, knife in the drawer. Far be it.
But you're the shiniest fish in the chandelier.
Well, I don't know. I don't know so much about that. But what I do know is my ears, I clean my ears out a lot. And so I listen well.
That is an important skill.
Absolutely. And my wife doesn't agree with that. But anyway, I listen well. And so I know what it is I've been hearing, and I read well. And so I know what's at stake. And many of you know what's at stake. 844-967-2789 is the number. What are we going to face? It's not going to be, you know, an easy transition either way. As Dr. Martin Luther King once said, we got some difficult times ahead. That we do. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show on the Dominic Silver Show. 844-967-2789 is the number.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time. I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
You're rejected and hurt. To me, you were what you have within.
Now I don't need no superstar, cause I'll accept you.
All right, welcome back to what is unbelievably the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show this afternoon as I'm filling in for the one and only Dominic Sylvia today and tomorrow. And so if you want to catch me, you can always catch me at from 8 to 10, Monday through Friday at 5:40 a.m. WAUK here in Waukesha. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. Hey, CJ, what's happening?
Hi, Earl. I can't believe I'm talking to you in the afternoon, but Crudy not there. That's unbelievable. But you know, thank you for taking my call. I always love your music. I love listening to you and the other hosts. You try to treat the listeners like we are no longer that Trump is the incumbent,
that he's the one that is actually in office right now. We're living the Biden-Harris policies. The world's on fire. The country is in disarray. Columbia, the university protests have started again. And you try to claim that, you know, this is the Trump era. No, this is the Harris-Biden era. And it's falling apart before our eyes. So you have to deceive and use deception because you don't want to talk about their record. You don't want to face the reality. Not just you, Earl, the Democrat Party. They try to, if they're spewing it, they're doing it. That's exactly the Democrat Party. So I don't understand why you think the voters are such fools. We go to the grocery store, we buy gas, and so I don't get it.
Hey, CJ, you know, you and I, you know, have differences of opinions, and one of the main reasons why is, you know, I'm talking about the fact that many Republicans disagree with Donald Trump. I didn't say Democrats. I said many, many internal Republicans disagree with Donald Trump. You totally dismiss that conversation, and you want to talk about Democrats. Well, the truth of the matter is, CJ, there's going to be a civil war inside of the Republican Party if Donald Trump loses, and that is going to happen. There's no other way that the Republicans can reclaim what they were before Donald Trump. It doesn't matter that you want to dismiss those things and talk about something completely different. What?
On what issue are we disagreeing on them? When he left office, inflation was 1 point.
And CJ, you are telling me that Republicans, that all Republicans are supporting Donald Trump, man? I don't know what planet you're living on.
I'd say most of them, including a lot of black men. Including a lot of black men. And that's what you're worried about.
Hey, CJ, I've said it to you. I've said it to you once before. I'll say it again. I think that I'm in a much better perspective and position to talk about whether or not. Wait, let me finish. Whether black people are going to be supporting Donald Trump than you, my friend. That's the community that I live in. That's the community that I move around in. I'm not going by what somebody said. You know, I know historically what has happened with black votes when it comes to supporting Democrats or Republicans. And so it doesn't matter whether Donald Trump says blacks are going to vote for him and Republicans say they're going to vote for him. Very small percentage, as it always is going to vote that way. The overwhelming majority is not. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Troy from Mount Hope. Good morning to you, Troy. Oh, good evening to you.
Order in the jar.
What do you expect from me, man?
I wanted to say it about you.
Hey, what do you expect from me, man?
Dude, I can't remember my own name someday.
I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning. So anyway, go ahead.
You know, CJ brought up something that a caller brought up earlier on your show this morning. I used to work for a soda distributor in Madison, and we used to, after COVID, we used to sit in my boss's office laughing that we could get $10 for a 12-pack of soda. And, you know, there was no reason for it to be like that. Everybody blames President Biden and now Vice President Harris for prices. And we all know it's gouging, and it's been proven, it's been talked about, and like I said, you know, we used to talk about it all the time that prices aren't going down because we can get this. This is what it went up to. We can get it, and it's going to stay there. And that's just how it is.
Well, you know, Troy, some people would rather believe in fiction than truth. And so
far
be it for me to debate somebody who wants to live their life fictionally as opposed to the truth. Thank you very much for the call, Troy. I really appreciate it. Thank you for listening to me, man. I really appreciate it for all of you who take the time out to listen to me. I am forever honored. and privileged as I am to have this opportunity, which I cherish, to be doing the show at this hour on Civic Media. I want to thank Dominique, you know, for certainly giving me this opportunity, and everybody at Civic Media. Thank all of you for listening, because where would we be if we didn't have you? And I especially want to thank Jess. It's been a major pleasure.
It's been fun. I look forward to working with you tomorrow.
Absolutely. All right, everybody. I got to go and get a little sleep, and I'll be back tomorrow morning fresh at 10 o'clock, 8 o'clock on the Earl Ingram Show. See you guys later.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Sarah Anderson from the Global Economy Project. We're going to be talking about CEO pay. Next up on The Maggie and the Millionaires at 3 p.m. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.